Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen and I want to wish you all a happy holiday season. And that includes Christmas, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, and whatever else you want to celebrate, because I don't believe in just a generic holiday. There are special holidays. And this is a special holiday show. It has been pre-recorded way back in November. And if all is well, I am cruising the ocean somewhere in the neighborhood where Captain Phillips was abducted. Hopefully I am not abducted when you're listening to this, but I am on a lengthy and really exciting trip celebrating my in-laws' 80th birthdays and my 31st birthday also with my wife, brother-in-law, and in-laws. And we are on a 37-day trip that began in Dubai and will end in South Africa. So this is a pre-record with very special guests, my regular radio show guest, Dr. Jennifer Weberman, and her husband, Jason Weberman. So we have the Webermans to do a show on relationships and dating. Very quickly, Dr. Jennifer Weberman is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children and parents empower themselves in all kinds of wonderful ways. She can be found in all kinds of Twitter places and Facebook places, but her blog is theparentingplayground.com. Her husband of 28 years, I think that's how long they've been married, but they can clarify that for me, is Jason Weberman. I'm exaggerating. They're newlyweds still. Jason Weberman is a certified dating and relationship expert. He has appeared in magazines such as Glamour and Redbook. He has helped many single men and women find the love of their lives by teaching them how to use the law of attraction effectively. Not only has Jason helped hundreds of people find happiness, but he considers his greatest accomplishment to be the success of his own marriage to his wife, Jennifer. And I honor that and welcome both you, Jason, and Dr. Weberman to the show today.
Thanks, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Jason,
it's so
this is
cool to have my husband here.
Yeah, it's neat. Well, it's also very cool that you're one of the few couples that participate in Dad Chat together at times. It's very interesting. You know, I have men and women that come to Dad Chat, which of course is my weekly tweet chat about relationships, about marriage, about parenting, about all sorts of things. And we either get dad or mom. We rarely get both, or, you know, husband and wife or single person. And I love when we have the couples there. It's fun. And Jason is always such a great supporter of you because I always tweet something out about, oh, listen to today's radio show in which we have our very own Dr. Weberman, and she was awesome. And then Jason retweets it. And so I dig that.
He's my biggest fan.
Well, I think I am. You know, he gets the – I'll fight you for it, Jason.
All right. We got some time after the segment to do that. Okay.
It's actually we're both winners in supporting somebody as awesome as your wife. So let's just leave it there. You know, Jason, that I met my wife online, my present wife, my second wife. So I have my own experiences with dating and relationships, including having survived a very difficult divorce. And I know that when we started discussing preparing the show, you guys gave me a list of like 22 topics, and we don't have time for 22, but I know that there's a handful that we thought would be ideal. And what is the first topic we're going to cover today?
The first topic we're going to cover today, Bruce, is navigating the three biggest landmines in a relationship.
What, they're landmines?
They're landmines, they're bombs, they're explosives. These are the deadliest three.
Okay, well, let me hear what number one is. And they're not in order, are they? They're just three that are all biggies, right?
They're all biggies. They're all ones you want to really just step around.
Okay, well, let's get going.
The first one that we should talk about is the big dollar sign, money.
Oh, you mean that's a problem in relationships?
It's just a tiny one. There are little arguments that occur here and there. No, it's actually a very, very big one. Jennifer and I had actually gone to a seminar on the millionaire mindset, and mm-hmm. we learned so much about money and about the different types of people that there are as far as people with their relationships with money. So the first one is savers, and I'll let Jennifer talk about savers since
I am a saver. This was so helpful to our relationship.
Wait, what's the word saver or favor?
Saver.
Saver. Someone who saves
money. Oh, save. Savers. Okay, I'm sorry. Please, go on, Jennifer.
They watch every penny. They don't like to take risks. They are very responsible with money. The second category is spenders. Honey, I'll let you define that one.
Spenders. Yes, that's who I have been in the past and trying to overcome. That's when they say in the millionaire mindset, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping.
Oh, you know my wife, don't you?
Yes, we get along quite well and make you very broke.
They're shopping buddies, at least they should be.
Spenders are trying to buy their happiness.
Savers think that spenders are irresponsible and reckless, and spenders think that savers are really no fun and are uptight.
So you can see how a relationship difficulty could occur within Jennifer and my relationship with money.
Meaning mm-hmm. Jennifer is the saver, has been historically the saver, and you've historically been the spender.
Exactly.
Okay.
I always said that I'm the brakes and he's the gas.
Ah, good.
And there's also avoiders who just let their bills pile up and just ignore them. And then there's this fourth category they call monks, which they think money is sort of scuzzy, and they think poverty and suffering is the path to spiritual enlightenment. Most of the room was either a saver or a spender. And, you know, when you, it doesn't matter which one you are. There's no bad category, but if you and your partner are not
money. I think being a monk is a lousy way to live your life.
If it works for you, and it's not hurting anybody.
No, it's not hurting, but what kind of pleasure do you have if you're a monk when it comes to life's pleasures that include occasionally buying something you might like, if you can afford it?
You're certainly not buying your pleasure, that's for sure.
Okay. You meditate about traveling the world.
Okay.
But for Jason and I, we really had to understand the relationship between my saving habits and his spending habits and how they were with each other. And I think that when couples are arguing about money, if you're coming from a different philosophy, you're coming from a different mindset about money, if you're not on the same page, this is a real landmine.
So you need to find out who's who and understand mm-hmm. that. It's almost like the Languages of Love, that book, The Languages of Love. If you understand what your basic mindset is, you'll have a better chance of getting along and figuring it out, correct?
Yep. And absolutely. I really think, and honey, I think you would agree with me on this, that establishing a household budget is absolutely necessary. And that budget allowing for frivolous spending as well as careful monitoring of money so that no matter what category you're in, you feel like your needs are being met and you're not being stifled. But at the same time, you have an agreed upon budget. And most couples do not have a household budget. And so there's a lot of power struggles about money.
You bring to mind just two or three really quick questions. Is there a gender bias towards one or the other of these categories? And does it change with age? And is an ideal couple a certain combination of those kinds of money people?
I would say that what I see in my work is that let's say if there's one primary breadwinner and the other person's either not working and there's a stay-at-home parent or is just working minimally, the person who's bringing in the most money tends to be the most controlling about the money. And the person who's not bringing in the money feels very disempowered because they feel like they don't have the right to spend it as they choose because they didn't bring it in, even though they're contributing to the household in other ways.
Not so my wife.
More often there's
male not my wife. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
But I just think because there's more male breadwinners, then so it kind of looks like the men are taking on that role. But I don't know if it's because of gender or just because of their financial contribution. But I see that a lot. And I think both partners need to be fully aware. And this is a message to women. If you're not the one who's responsible for the bills, you need to educate yourself about your household budget. You need to know what's coming in and what's going out just as much as your spouse.
All right, I'm going to break it to you easy and gentle. We have 20 seconds left in this segment, so we're not getting to sex and the kids yet. You can choose if you want to carry it into the next segment, but we have to take a break. And this is a very special show during the holiday season with Jennifer and Jason Weberman, a happily married couple of, 52 years, I believe. Stay tuned, and we will continue after these messages. Sell it. That's what it is.